The Navy moved out in 1966. The property is now owned by the City of New York, but leased to us. We are a mission-driven not-for-profit whose goal is to create and preserve high-quality middle-class jobs, largely in the manufacturing and industrial sectors. The yard got an extraordinary history, but we're in the process of really reinventing it for the modern era of manufacturing and asking ourselves and the city and kind of the country and posing the question, what is a really equitable economy look like in an urban setting? Important to note, we're pretty big. We have about 300 acres, which for Brooklynites, that's about half the size of Prospect Park. So that's about a third of the size of Central Park. And we've got about 60 buildings and about 4 million square feet of real estate here at the Yard. While we're a drop in the bucket when it comes to New York City's real estate world, we are the scale of many downtowns around the country. And it creates an interesting opportunity because we're, you know, under one ownership structure. And so we are really responsible not just for what normal landlords are responsible for, i.e. the buildings, but we're also responsible for the roads and the lighting and the transportation network within and even connecting us outside the Yard. So we're a little mini city. And when it comes to smart cities, something that we're really focused on, and we're working on this now, but we're really trying to use the Navy Yard as a test lab for new technologies. We've got miles and miles and miles of streets here, what looks like streets, but they're actually private property. And so the regulatory regime here is much more limited. Basically, if you get our permission, you can deploy new technologies here in our streets or in our light posts or whatever within a matter of days, not in the, you know, months and years that it can sometimes take to deploy in public streets anywhere outside the Yard in New York City or other cities. We give companies the opportunity to experiment cheaply and fail cheaply and quickly and then rejigger their technology and try again. And it's something that we're starting to see more and more of here at the Yard.